We're back with the mini course, How to Develop a Great Attitude. So the first principle of a biblically understood great attitude, aside from the truth of the gospel, the resurrection, a new relationship now. So now we're assuming that. That is like core. So if you do not have a relationship with Jesus Christ, seek one, receive one, receive the gospel. A morality will not do it. A Christian worldview alone will not do it. It is a changed heart that does it. But there's still, after a changed heart, now it's about sanctification. So it's about developing a great attitude. So in that stepping, in that walk of developing a great attitude, the first thing is to cultivate a trust in the providence of God. Jesus said on the Sermon on the Mount, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" So there it is. You are more valuable than the birds of the air. That's high value. Now, Jesus uses this to basically teach one of the most important points. And that's this: God is for you. God has a plan for your life. There is a bigger plan than we can even imagine. God upholds this universe, this multiverse, as I like to put it, heaven and earth. God is at the center of the whole reality. And He has a calling. He has a plan. Not a hair can fall from your head without the will of your Father in heaven. So let's talk about the doctrine of providence. So this comes out of the Stanford Encyclopedia of Philosophy. And interestingly enough, it's accurate in terms of the classical Christian doctrine of providence. God is the creator of heaven and earth, and all that occurs in the universe takes place under divine providence. That is, under God's sovereign guidance and control. According to believers, God governs creation as a loving Father, working all things for good. All things for good, Romans 8. He works all things for good for those who love Him. So He's a loving Father. Here's Acts 17, verse 24 to 28. The God who made everything, the God who made the world and everything in it, is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by hand. He is not served by human hands, as if He needed anything, because He Himself gives all men life and breath and everything else. From one man He made every nation of men, that they should inhabit the whole earth. And He determined, notice that providence in there, the time set for them and the exact places where they should live. God did this so that men would seek Him and perhaps reach out and find Him. Reach out for Him and find Him, though He is not far from each of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being. As one of your own poets have said, we are His offspring. Providence is a theological Christian understanding that God, as the creator and sustainer and upholder of the universe, multiverse means the different dimensions. There's heaven, there's earth. It's just not universe. That is a Enlightenment term. Una is one, verse is reality, one verse. So we use universe. But Christianity always understands the world as multiverse. Jesus said to the thief on the cross, "Today you will be with me in paradise." Another dimension, paradise, heaven, earth. But anyway, I don't want to get caught up in that. But we believe that God upholds it all. And in that your birth was with purpose. Let's look at that. Let's make it personal. I was born given breath. I was born into my family and my nation from one man. That's what we read in the book of Acts. Why? God did this so that men would seek him and perhaps reach out for him and find him. Though he is not far from each one of us, for in him we live and move and have our being, as some of your own poets have said, we are his offspring. So, you were born. You were born into your family, your situation, so that we would reach out to him. Now, we each have a different situation. Some of us have been born in great poverty, others not so much. Some of us have been given different burdens. Now, somebody may say, oh, here comes this toxic providence, where, well, you know, it's just what the Lord determines, your lot in life. Well, it's true. Each of us, and we don't know why, each of us have been born into a different situation. I remember when I was in my teens, I met this gal named Jody. And she was a very close friend of my wife at that time, and we weren't dating or courting at that time. But Jody worked with the photo club and the school yearbook, and one of the most positive persons. But Jody had muscular dystrophy. Jody actually lived to about age 20. But anyone that was around her knew about her acceptance of her lot in life and her utter dependence on Jesus Christ. And when you look at Jody, all you can think about is smiling, because her situation was her situation, but she reached out for him who brings resurrection. He reached out to God who forgives sins. So each of us have our different situations in life, and we reach out to God. A few more things. Our times are in his hands. Proverbs 31, verse 15. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me. There is a great attitude brewing when someone knows that they do not control all reality, but God does. And that our times, our very days, are in God's hands. Professor Alzinga, one of the professors here at Christian Leaders Ministries, talks about one of his favorite passages in the Bible, and he says it's from Acts 13, verse 36. When David had served God's purpose in his own generation, he fell asleep and was buried with his fathers, and his bones decayed. I often think, why is that, Professor Elzinga's one of his favorite passages? It's because it really talks about how things are, that each of us have a purpose. And when our purpose is done, our time on earth is done. Our times truly are in God's hands. So to have a great attitude, It's about knowing that you have a purpose. And your purpose will continue until your last breath. So develop a great attitude, is trusting that God our Father treats us as our Heavenly Father, a Father greater than any earthly father could ever be. And we can trust our Heavenly Father because He's got it. He's got purpose for us, purpose for our lives, that we can not only live in the fullness of Jesus Christ in the gospel, but we can share in ministry the joy of a great attitude born in trusting our God and Savior.